And unto Adam he said, Because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree, of which I commanded thee, saying, Thou shalt not eat of it, cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. And the Lord smelled a sweet savour. And the Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground any more for man's sake, for the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I again smite any more everything living as I have done. Say, I pray thee, thou art my sister, that it may be well with me for thy sake, and my soul shall live because of thee. And he entreated Abram well for her sake, and he had sheep, and oxen, and he-asses, and men-servants, and maid-servants, and she-asses, and camels. And he spake unto him yet again, and said, Peradventure there shall be 40 found there. And he said, I will not do it for 40's sake. And he said, Behold, now I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord. Peradventure there shall be 20 found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 20's sake. And he said, Oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak yet but this once. Peradventure 10 shall be found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 10's sake. And Abraham said, Because I thought, Surely the fear of God is not in this place, and they will slay me for my wife's sake. And the Lord appeared unto him the same night, and said, I am the God of Abraham thy father. Fear not, for I am with thee, and will bless thee, and multiply thy seed for my servant Abraham's sake. And Laban said unto him, I pray thee, if I have found favor in thine eyes, tarry. For I have learned by experience that the Lord hath blessed me for thy sake. And it came to pass from the time that he had made him overseer in his house, and over all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was upon all that he had in the house and in the field. And Moses told his father-in-law all that the Lord had done unto Pharaoh and to the Egyptians for Israel's sake, and all the travail that had come upon them by the way, and how the Lord delivered them. And if a man smite the eye of his servant, or the eye of his maid, that it perish, he shall let him go free for his eye's sake. And if he smite out his manservant's tooth, or his maidservant's tooth, he shall let him go free for his tooth's sake. And Moses said unto him, Enviest thou for my sake? Would God that all the Lord's people were prophets, and that the Lord would put his spirit upon them. Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, hath turned my wrath away from the children of Israel, while he was zealous for my sake among them, that I consumed not the children of Israel in my jealousy. For they vex you with their wiles, wherewith they have beguiled you in the matter of Peor, and in the matter of Cosbi, the daughter of a prince of Midian, their sister, which was slain in the day of the plague for Peor's sake. For the Lord will not forsake his people for his great name's sake, because it hath pleased the Lord to make you his people. Then said David, O Lord God of Israel, thy servant hath certainly heard that Saul seeketh to come to Keilah to destroy the city for my sake. And David perceived that the Lord had established him king over Israel, and that he had exalted his kingdom for his people Israel's sake. For thy word's sake, and according to thine own heart, hast thou done all these great things to make thy servant know them. And David said, Is there yet any that is left of the house of Saul, that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake? And David said unto him, Fear not, for I will surely show thee kindness for Jonathan thy father's sake, and will restore thee all the land of Saul thy father, and thou shalt eat bread at my table continually. And the king commanded Joab and Abishai and Ittai, saying, Deal gently for my sake with the young man, even with Absalom. And all the people heard when the king gave all the captains charge concerning Absalom. Moreover, concerning a stranger that is not of thy people Israel, but cometh out of a far country for thy name's sake, notwithstanding in thy days I will not do it, for David thy father's sake, but I will rend it out of the hand of thy son. Howbeit I will not rend away all the kingdom, but will give one tribe to thy son for David my servant's sake, and for Jerusalem's sake, which I have chosen. But he shall have one tribe for my servant David's sake, and for Jerusalem's sake, the city which I have chosen out of all the tribes of Israel. Because that they have forsaken me, and have worshipped Ashtoreth, the goddess of the Zidonians, Chemosh, the god of the Moabites, and Milcom, the god of the children of Ammon, and have not walked in my ways to do that which is right in mine eyes, and to keep my statutes and my judgments, as did David his father. Howbeit I will not take the whole kingdom out of his hand, but I will make him prince all the days of his life for David my servant's sake, whom I chose, because he kept my commandments and my statutes. Nevertheless, for David's sake, did the Lord his God give him a lamp in Jerusalem, to set up his son after him, and to establish Jerusalem. Yet the Lord would not destroy Judah for David his servant's sake, as he promised him to give him alway a light, and to his children. For I will defend this city to save it, for mine own sake, and for my servant David's sake. And I will add unto thy days 15 years. And I will deliver thee and this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria. And I will defend this city for mine own sake, and for my servant David's sake. O Lord, for thy servant's sake, and according to thine own heart, hast thou done all this greatness in making known all these great things. Moreover, concerning the stranger, which is not of thy people Israel, but is come from a far country for thy great name's sake, and thy mighty hand, and thy stretched out arm, if they come and pray in this house, nevertheless, for thy great mercy's sake, thou didst not utterly consume them, nor forsake them, for thou art a gracious and merciful God. My breath is strange to my wife, though I entreated for the children's sake of mine own body. Return, O Lord, deliver my soul. O save me for thy mercy's sake. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to thy mercy, remember thou me for thy goodness' sake, O Lord. For thy name's sake, O Lord, pardon mine iniquity, for it is great. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant. Save me for thy mercy's sake. Yea, for thy sake are we killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Arise for our help, and redeem us for thy mercy's sake. Let not them that wait on thee, O Lord God of hosts, be ashamed for my sake. Let not those that seek thee be confounded for my sake, O God of Israel. Because for thy sake I have borne reproach, shame hath covered my face. Help us, O God of our salvation, for the glory of thy name, and deliver us, and purge away our sins for thy name's sake. Nevertheless he saved them for his name's sake, that he might make his mighty power to be known. But do thou for me, O God the Lord, for thy name's sake, because thy mercy is good, deliver thou me. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory, for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake. For thy servant David's sake, turn not away the face of thine anointed. Quicken me, O Lord, for thy name's sake. For thy righteousness' sake, bring my soul out of trouble. For I will defend this city to save it for mine own sake, and for my servant David's sake. The Lord is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. He will magnify the law and make it honorable. Thus saith the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. For your sake I have sent to Babylon, and have brought down all their nobles and the Chaldeans, whose cry is in the ships. I, even I, am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for mine own sake, and will not remember thy sins. For Jacob my servant's sake, and Israel mine elect, I have even called thee by thy name. I have surnamed thee, though thou hast not known me. For my name's sake will I defer mine anger, and for my praise will I refrain for thee, that I cut thee not off. For mine own sake, even for mine own sake, will I do it. For how should my name be polluted? And I will not give my glory unto another. Behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake. For Zion's sake will I not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem's sake I will not rest, until the righteousness thereof go forth as brightness, and the salvation thereof as a lamp that burneth. O Lord, why hast thou made us to err from thy ways, and hardened our heart from thy fear? Return for thy servant's sake the tribes of thine inheritance. Hear the word of the Lord, ye that tremble at his word. Your brethren that hated you, that cast you out for my name's sake, said, Let the Lord be glorified. But he shall appear to your joy, and they shall be ashamed. O Lord, though our iniquities testify against us, do thou it for thy name's sake. For our backslidings are many. We have sinned against thee. Do not abhor us for thy name's sake. Do not disgrace the throne of thy glory. Remember, break not thy covenant with us. O Lord, thou knowest, remember me, and visit me, and revenge me of my persecutors. Take me not away in thy long suffering. Know that for thy sake I have suffered rebuke. But I wrought for my name's sake, that it should not be polluted before the heathen, among whom they were, and whose sight I made myself known unto them, in bringing them forth out of the land of Egypt. But I wrought for my name's sake, that it should not be polluted before the heathen in whose sight I brought them out. Nevertheless, I withdrew mine hand and wrought for my name's sake, that it should not be polluted in the sight of the heathen in whose sight I brought them forth. And ye shall know that I am the Lord when I have wrought with you for my name's sake, not according to your wicked ways, nor according to your corrupt doings, O ye house of Israel, saith the Lord God. Therefore say unto the house of Israel, thus saith the Lord God, I do not this for your sakes, O house of Israel, but for mine holy name's sake, which ye have profaned among the heathen whither ye went. Now therefore, O our God, hear the prayer of thy servant and his supplications, and cause thy face to shine upon thy sanctuary that is desolate for the Lord's sake. O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, hearken and do. Defer not. For thine own sake, O my God, for thy city and thy people are called by thy name. And he said unto them, Take me up, and cast me forth into the sea, so shall the sea become unto you. For I know that for my sake this great tempest is upon you. Therefore shall Zion for your sake be plowed as a field, and Jerusalem shall become heaps, and the mountain of the house as the high places of the forest. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you, and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake, kings for my sake, for a testimony against them and the Gentiles. But when they deliver you up, all men for my name's sake, but he that endureth to the end shall be saved. But when they persecute you, he that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. For Herod had laid hold on John and bound him, and put him in prison for Herodias' sake, his brother Philip's wife. And the king was sorry, nevertheless, for the oath's sake, and them which sat with him at meat, he commanded it to be given her. And for whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. And there are some eunuchs which were made eunuchs of men, and there be eunuchs which have made themselves eunuchs for the kingdom of heaven's sake. He that is able to receive it, let him receive it. Then were there brought unto him brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands for my name's sake, shall receive an hundredfold, and shall inherit everlasting life. But many that are first shall be last, and shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you. And ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake those days shall be shortened, and have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution ariseth for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. For Herod himself had sent forth and laid hold upon John, and bound him in prison for Herodias' sake, his brother Philip's wife, for he had married her. And the king was exceeding sorry. Yet for his oath's sake, and for their sakes which sat with him, he would not reject her. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. And Jesus answered and said, Verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands for my sake and the gospel's. But take heed to yourselves, for they shall deliver you up to councils, and in the synagogues ye shall be beaten. And ye shall be brought before rulers and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And except that the Lord had shortened those days, no flesh should be saved. But for the elect's sake, whom he hath chosen, he hath shortened the days. Blessed are ye when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company, and shall reproach you, and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. And he said unto them, Verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house, or parents, or brethren, or wife, or children, for the kingdom of God's sake. But before all these, they shall lay their hands on you, and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues, and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. Much people of the Jews therefore knew that he was there, and they came not for Jesus' sake only, but that they might see Lazarus also, whom he had raised from the dead. Peter said unto him, Lord, why cannot I follow thee now? I will lay down my life for thy sake. Jesus answered him, Wilt thou lay down thy life for my sake? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, the cock shall not crow, till thou hast denied me thrice. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. Unto which promise our 12 tribes, instantly serving God day and night, hope to come. For which hope's sake, King Agrippa, I am accused of the Jews. Now it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, as it is written, For thy sake we are killed all the day long, we are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Wherefore you must needs be subject, not only for wrath, but also for conscience' sake. Now I beseech you, brethren, for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake, and for the love of the Spirit, that ye strive together with me in your prayers to God for me. We are fools for Christ's sake, but ye are wise in Christ. We are weak, but ye are strong. Ye are honorable, but we are despised. And this I do for the gospel's sake, that I might be partaker thereof with you. Whatsoever is sold in the shambles, that eat, asking no question for conscience' sake. If any of them that believe not bid you to a feast, and ye be disposed to go, whatsoever is set before you, eat, asking no question for conscience' sake. But if any man say unto you, This is offered in sacrifice unto idols, eat not for his sake that showed it, and for conscience' sake, for the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. Therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. And be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. For unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake, who now rejoice in my sufferings for you, and fill up that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh for his body's sake, which is the church, for which thing's sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience. For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost, and in much assurance, as ye know what manner of men we were among you for your sake, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. Drink no longer water, but use a little wine for thy stomach's sake, and thine often infirmities. Whose mouths must be stopped, who subvert whole houses, teaching things which they ought not for filthy lucre's sake. Yet for love's sake I rather beseech thee, being such an one as Paul the aged, and now also a prisoner of Jesus Christ. Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme. But and if ye suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye. And be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled. I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. for the truth's sake which dwelleth in us and shall be with us for ever. Because that for his name's sake they went forth, taking nothing of the Gentiles. And hast borne, and hast patience, and for my name's sake hast labored, and hast not fainted.